Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik de Cure. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
On the internet, I go by BaxTFuture. I mainly make YouTube videos. I have a podcast called Multimodal, and I run a newsletter talking about large language models like GPT-3, as well as multimodal AI models like DALL-E 2. I try to cover the space. I try to make sense of it. I try to look at it from the perspective of maybe a GPT-3 developer or a multimodal artist. And I also share my own ideas, whether that's, you know, my own projects, different insights I have on the space or where things are going. And I definitely try to talk a lot about the future, what all of this could mean for the future. What are some predictions I have for the future? So mainly I'm an industry commentator. Every once in a while, I also participate and get involved. And I do a decent amount of community stuff too, because I just enjoy engaging with other people and also just even talking to other people and learning from them too.
How are you involved with synthetic media?
This is actually a really interesting question. I suppose, I've always been a creator. I make YouTube videos. I used to make music. I'm a decent writer. So in all these different ways, I was always creative. I know a little bit of graphic design. I do web design, that kind of thing. But I guess what happened was in 2020, I got early access to GPT-3. And so it seemed really obvious to me that GPT-3 for images was coming, and that too really soon. And so I spent basically 2020 to 2021 thinking about what AI means for the future of human creativity. And so eventually, I guess the main way I got involved was in 2021, I put out a series. It's called GPTX, DALL-E, and Our Multimodal Future. You can go ahead and check it out on YouTube, youtube.com/BAKZTFuture. If you click the playlist tab, you'll see GPTX, DALL-E, and Our Multimodal Future. And it's like, I think 19 or 22 videos, which I made last year on what something like DALL-E could mean for the future of human creativity, what something like GPT-3 even means for the future of human creativity. That series talked about a lot of ideas, how to make money as a creative, what will be the most important skills as an AI creative artist, what are some of the different ethical considerations and things like that, as well as even the philosophy of humans using AI to create things. And so that's pretty much how I got into synthetic media. And by the way, I released part two of this series last month, which I was also really excited about.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
So ever since I released my series, GPTX, DALL-E, and Our Multimodal Future last year, this was before I had even tried DALL-E 1. This year, OpenAI announced DALL-E 2. And so it was just, as somebody who made a whole series about it, just so crazy to see a lot of the stuff I talked about in the series playing out. A lot of the things this series predicted, I would say, is happening as we speak. And I would say some of the huge successes are that, we've seen creativity and images like we've never seen before. We're seeing things that could not have even been imagined that we could make a few years ago. One of my DALL-E images from early this year, it was a confused grizzly bear in calculus class. This has become kind of like a classic DALL-E 2 render. I think it's, very exemplary of DALL-E 2's capabilities. And that kind of image is just not possible to make in real life. Like, unless you have a bear, you have the classroom, and somehow you can get that bear to participate in a safe way. And so certainly, in the series, I talked about how, we simply cannot even conceptualize the kinds of things which will be possible. Like, we can have some idea, but, it's artists who are going to take these capabilities to the next level in new ways that we've never seen before. Really, the series was about, originally when I made the series, I thought it was about how technology will advance and help artists. Really, that series is about how artists will take technology and advance creativity itself. And so certainly one of the big successes is just this acceleration that we're seeing of art and creative tools. We're, you know, exploring new kinds of art that we simply could not have explored before. We're inventing new styles. You know, we're expressing ourselves in ways we couldn't, and in really nuanced ways as well. And so, yeah, it's just an exciting time to be alive, that, you know, you can literally just think of something, type it in your keyboard, and then it exists as a real image. And that anyone can do this, right? So, you know, certainly that UI is another success factor, right? You don't need to spend, you know, 4 weeks studying Photoshop and doing tutorials. And then when you finally get good after a few years, a lot of the creativity is sucked out of you. So a lot of successes. I would say some of the challenges are still around access, as well as safety and ethics is obviously the big thing I'd say post 2022 and next year as well, is, you know, with a global population having access to it, all the different various safety and ethical considerations at scale. I definitely think that's a huge challenge as well. I would also just add that this is just the beginning of these models, right? They're going to continue to accelerate. I encourage you to compare DALL-E 1 results versus DALL-E 2 results. It is shocking how much improved in a year. And so I'm hopeful, like some future challenges is I would like models which are more, which don't skip details in your prompt. They include everything that you mentioned in your prompt. I would love models that work within constraints that you give it, and have additional kinds of ways you can configure them and stuff. I'm excited for new modalities as well, like music and video. And, you know, we're going to see how all of that plays out and how it all connects, you know, at the end. How does the image application connect with the music and movie application? Anyways, yeah, in a nutshell, those are the ways that I would think about it. And of course, I talk about it in part two of my series as well, like what a future version of DALL-E or Midjourney could look like.
What advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
My advice is quite simple. I think you should just start doing. Go on the OpenAI website, sign up for GPT-3, sign up for DALL-E 2, start experimenting with them, try different prompts, and just start doing and learning. Try to incorporate these things in your daily life. And then also just try to keep up and keep some pulse of what everybody else is doing, what everybody else is making and discovering. There's no right or wrong way to use these tools. And the big thing is nobody knows all the things that it can do. And so there's a lot of discovery and exploration. There's a lot of territory which is unmapped. And the best part is if you're just starting out, you're more likely to discover these things because you have a fresh perspective. You may have an interesting background. You have an interesting way of looking at things. And certainly, I don't think GPT-3 or DALL-E require, you know, serious levels of technical capabilities. You don't need to know how to code. I think anybody, any age, any ability can use these tools. And of course, I think the most important thing besides just doing, the most important thing is just having fun. I've been having fun with these systems since 2020, and that's why I've been able to learn and also make so much content about them is because I enjoy it. And I actually, you know, I try to encourage other people, try these things yourself. I think you'll find them really fun too. DALL-E and GPT-3 are very entertaining. Like, you know, you can spend many evenings just playing around with them. GPT-3 may tell some jokes. DALL-E may also give you some renders that make you and your friends laugh. You know, these are products that can be quite charming as you use them. They grow on you. And then as you start using them in your daily life, you get actually a lot of utility and value out of them as well. And so, yeah, I just encourage everyone listening to go try these things. Start doing, don't overthink it, and have fun.
Where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. You can check me out on YouTube, youtube.com/bakztfuture. You can check out my newsletter, bakztfuture.substack.com. And I'm sure somewhere along the way, you can also find my podcast, Multimodal by bakztfuture. I pretty much use the same handle everywhere. So on Twitter and Instagram, it's the same deal. Thank you so much for having me. This is a lot of fun.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Cure. Music by Mattia Capelli. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.